Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the most perfectly definitive narcissists in all of fiction has to be the character of Gaston in Disney's Beauty and the Beast. In keeping with the very definition of a narcissist, he had an inordinate fascination with himself, an excessive self-love, and was overly self-involved and thoroughly vain. Like you said, he was the very definition of a narcissist. But there are many characters in fiction that exude narcissism. I started thinking of some movies and characters that came to my mind, and as I went back over this, I realized that you probably aren't going to know most of these characters. I don't know if you watch the same movies I do, but I thought of Tony Stark in Iron Man, Ron Burgundy in Anchorman, Vizzini in The Princess Bride, Stifler in American Pie, White Goodman in Dodgeball. You're all like, what movies are these, Pastor? The Evil Queen in Snow White, you know that one. Here's a movie for you. Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind. But if we start to talk about real-life narcissists, there's one name from current pop culture that I think kind of jumps to the foreground in many people's opinions. In fact, I took an informal poll of people just that I know and then on Facebook just to get their idea of real-life narcissists. And there were a number of names that came up. Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, President Obama, Adolf Hitler. But the one name that came up the most was Kim Kardashian. And I can see why. What else do you call a person who publishes a book entitled Selfish that is composed of nothing more than 352 of the best photos that she took of herself? That's a real book. She's constantly taking and posting selfie photos, all aimed at showing her beautiful face and other parts of herself with the world. But Kim Kardashian is not alone in her fascination with her own image. She's followed closely behind by any number of folks in Hollywood who are consumed with looking at and photographing themselves and then sharing those images with others. I kind of wonder if the smartphone creators and the manufacturers had any idea when they first put the reverse camera on their phones that they would be extensively used for people to admire themselves and to show others how good they look. We're living in an age of narcissism, one in which the smartphone and Facebook and Instagram and such have all just exacerbated. All of which brings us to the lie we're going to deal with today, what I've called the narcissistic lie. It's a lie which states that I am the center of the universe. The world revolves around me. Every decision that I make should take in effect and take in mind that I am number one and I should be put first. I need to live my life for me, myself, and I. Because I'm special. There's been a movement in recent years to teach our children that they are each special, which is to say that they are each extraordinary and exceptional and distinguished from the ordinary and the usual. But that's not really true. We can't all be special. We can't all be distinguished from the ordinary and the usual, because then there is no ordinary and usual. By its very definition, that's not really possible. Now, we can all be unique. We can all be loved. We can all be valued. But we can't all be special. And we don't need to be. We don't need to admire ourselves in order to develop a sense of self-esteem and self-love and self-worth. We simply need to recognize and believe that we meant so much to the Almighty God of the universe that He was willing to send His own Son into this world to sacrifice His life on a cross to forgive us and to save us from an eternal death. We don't need to see ourselves as worthy in order to merit God's love. We simply need to see ourselves as worthy because we have God's love. Regardless of how sinful and flawed and ordinary and unworthy of being admired we are by nature, the Creator God loves us anyway. He loves us with His whole heart. We're worthy of loving ourselves, and we're worthy of being loved by others and loving others, because God has made us worthy. His own Son, Jesus, died and rose because He wanted to spend eternity hanging out with and loving us. How can you possibly ever feel unworthy or unwanted when you know the lengths that God went to because He wanted to be with you, and He wanted you to be with Him for eternity? But we dare never feel worthy or special because we see ourselves as inherently better than others. Psalm 103 reminds us that there is nothing inherently wonderful or worthy about us. We're nothing more, it says, than the dust of the ground. And when we die and decay back into the dust of the ground from whence we came, which we eventually all will, we will also eventually be forgotten. Eventually the world won't even know that we were here. And that's true if our name is Hitler, or if it's Trump, or if it's Kardashian. You see, our worth is derived from whose we are by God's grace, not who we are by our birth. And thus, Paul tells us in Romans 12, that we should not think of ourselves more highly than we ought, but think of ourselves with sober judgment and in accordance with our faith. Jesus states in Matthew 18 that unless we change and we become like little children, and by that He means we humble ourselves, He says we'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. Our calling in Christ is to no longer be conformed to the pattern of this world, which means to get over ourselves and not think too highly of ourselves. There's no place for selfie admiration and fixation upon ourselves in the kingdom of God. We came into this world with nothing, and we will leave it with nothing. Even the most beautiful among us will eventually decay away and will be forgotten by the people of this world. But God will remember us. He sent His Son Jesus to suffer and to die and to rise again to save us from an eternity of being nothing more than dust. We have value and we have worth because we are loved and we are cherished and we are forgiven by the Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I would encourage you not to get caught up in the narcissistic lie. Don't become an admirer of yourself and to begin to believe that you are the center of the universe, that you are something special. Your worth as a person is not derived from how good you look or how smart you are. It's derived from the fact that you are loved by God. Therefore, may the image that we always see when we look into the mirror be more than simply that of our own reflection. But may we always see there a person for whom Jesus Christ gave His life. A person whom the God of the universe dearly, dearly loves. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.